Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with Italian jazz pianist and composer Pasquale Stefano. He opened up about his new 2022 CD, Sparks. It's billed as a creative, romantic, and cinematic release. He is always merging together the worlds of jazz and classical influences with the moderate use of electronic sounds. His career started back in 1996. He's recorded 7 albums as a leader. He's performed globally on the main stage of festivals and theaters and clubs all over. Enjoy his story.
How are you?
I am fine, thank you. It's nice to meet you here.
Great to talk to you, man. Thanks for taking a minute out today.
Thank you. Thank you to you, not for me.
Oh, no.
Sorry for my bad English.
Oh, it's fine. Trust me, I have very clear memories of being in Italy for the very first time and how daunting it was to just order a very basic thing from a restaurant. So I understand. I appreciate you doing this.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, you were in Italy some time ago?
Yes, I actually was in the back of a water taxi in Venice on the morning of 9/11/2001.
Uh-huh.
And right. Yeah, so I had a pen pal in high school that was in a little town south of Florence called Castelfrentio, and I went to visit her and went to Rome. I have never been to a more magical place on planet Earth than Italy.
Yes. Next time you have to visit also south of Italy where I live, and I live in the hill of Italy. The name is Puglia. It's first of all, mostly in summer, it's a very amazing place. Nice food, nice people, and great landscapes, sea, and I advise you to visit next time.
Absolutely. I totally will. I think I threw a coin in the Trevi Fountain, so I'm probably due for it.
Okay.
So, at any rate, hey, thank you again for taking a minute out, and I want to talk to you a little bit about your new CD, Sparks. It's coming out as hopefully the world is opening up more and more live shows. So I guess my question is, how does it feel to have this CD come out right now?
Yes, I am for this new release, Sparks. It was composed. The song, the most of song, was composed in the pandemic time. So it's a very strange time for everyone, and I need a little spark to start to compose new song for my new album. And here is the title of this album, and that contains 8 tracks, 4 composed in the pandemic time, and 4 it was my composition, my previous composition. And now I am very, very happy because I'm getting several reviews all around the world, from magazine, from South Korea, Italy, Europe, and this nice interview with you. So the album now is growing with listeners and with selling. So I am very happy for that.
You know, you have a very interesting sound, kind of a mix between the classical and the jazz world. How did you come up with this sound?
My core of this, my concept of this album was perfectly, you mentioned, because I came from classical music. I got schooled by classical music and also jazz. And with this album, I tried to combine these two big worlds, so a classical contemporary music with jazz. So I most of my compositions are taught like that, like a suite. For example, the Sparks, the song Sparks is in three times, is divided in three, well structured in three times. Also clocks, also other composition, because I like to combine these two worlds. I know that is very difficult. For example, for me is one point of very I like very much Hiromi, for example, Hiromi Uehara, pianist, Japanese pianist, that how she think about the music, but of course many musicians of jazz are my point of reference.
Talk to me a little bit about, let's go back in time, growing up in Italy. How did jazz become an interest for you and something you pursued?
As I told you before, I studied classical music, piano. And since when I was a child, I think always to improvisation. When I ended my study in classical music, I started my study in jazz. When I was a child, I wanted to become a jazz musician. So my dream was that. So I am very lucky to be a jazz musician, and it's important that I also have a good career that came me in some parts of the world to play. It was a dream since when I was a child.
So what musicians did you listen to in the beginning that really inspired you?
The first musician that I listened was Chick Corea and Electric Band. The album was The A of Beholder. It was a fantastic album that, of course, I listened the electric, and then I came back to jazz. Like Miles Davis, like Herbie Hancock, like Bill Evans. But the first listening when I was a child was A of Beholder by Chick Corea. This changed my life, this album.
So what about live jazz? What was one of the first live jazz shows you saw that really inspired you?
When I was a child, I saw here in Italy, in Puglia, Michel Camilo. It was one of the first, but also Herbie Hancock is one of my favorite pianist and composer. So when I saw Herbie Hancock, it was like I don't have the words to explain, but Herbie Hancock is a great, very great, and very inspiring musician for me.
Why do you love jazz?
I think that give to musicians, you know, and also maybe also for listeners, freedom. The freedom is important, and you can be authentic, you can be free with improvisation. You can compose in real time music. So this is for me why I love jazz, because it's always a composition. Always you don't know what will happen after 1 second, and this is adrenaline, is the beautiful of music, I think, for me.
So let's say you come to Kansas City to play a live show, one of our clubs. What would a show be like? What would a live show from you be like?
I have for now a tour. I played in Vienna in January, and presenting my CD in one of the most important jazz club in Europe, is the Porgy and Bess. And I have other concerts in Poland, the Krakow Summer Jazz Festival in July, a small tour also in South Korea in July also, and other concerts here in some festival in Italy. And my dream is also to play, because I play with my project in Europe, in North Africa, and in Russia, and also in Asia very much, South Korea, Taiwan, China, Japan, but never I play in the U.S., so in the other side of the world. So I hope that with this album can I try to propose my music to the other side of the world.
My final question to you is this. Thank you again for opening up, but I want to make sure that you tell everybody where they can pick up the new album, when it will be out, kind of that good stuff.
The new album, I think that is a small story, and if people can listen, really sparks. There are so many creative and I think also emotional song and various song that people can enjoy.
Wonderful. Can they get this from your website? Where can they buy it?
You can buy directly on my website, www.pasqualestefano.it, IT. And of course, you can find in Amazon, in iTunes Store, of course, on Spotify, everywhere, because the album is everywhere.
Wonderful. Pasquale, thank you for taking some time out today. Good luck with the album and touring and as everything kind of opens up.
Thank you so much, Joe. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest players and minds in Italy, Kansas City, and spots all over the globe, giving fans all that jazz. And thanks to Pasquale for his time, music, and story. If you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe Domino in the iTunes Store. Visit NeonJazz at YouTube.com. And for everything Neon Jazz, go to the NeonJazz.blogspot.com. And for everything Joe Domino, go to JoeDomino.com. And if you feel like it, you can kick in a few bucks to the Neon Jazz cause there. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.